Aloha everybody, this is the War Room Show and it is sponsored by thewarhq.co.uk. Why not go there now? And we will give you a wee coupon to give a little bit more money back in your pocket. The coupon code is POD21, that's POD21. And if you apply that, you'll get a little bit of a discount and get your minis in a wee bit cheaper. So why not pay themorehq.co.uk a wee visit just now. Thank you guys, and on with the show. Aloha everybody, it's Paul here at the War HQ with the War Room episode for Monday night. As you might be able to hear in the background, we are live at Operation Blockbuster in Dunfermline. I was going to say 14 of Scotland's finest bolt action players, but looking at the motley crew that's around and laughing at me, probably not. Hi Don, we're talking about you, not to you. So I'm organising, I'm TO for today. I don't know if I organise, Brian does most of the organising, but I'm TO for the day, just casting my decision on the rules here, probably getting them all wrong, but what the heck. We're into round three today, and I have rolled up the surrounded mission, which was universally disapproved and decried by everybody around. I'm getting looks, they're staring at me. I'm getting daggers in the back and all sorts. So they're playing surrounded. Not necessarily one of my favourite scenarios, so I'm glad I'm not playing in one way. I wish I was playing. We had odd numbers today, so I couldn't play. We've got armies today are of a great standard. I think every army is painted and well painted. You'll see pictures of them up on the War HQ's Facebook. And it's possibly the nicest group of armies on a 14-man field that I have ever seen. We've got two or three of the armies have been painted by the guys up at Alba Studios, so they're looking good. And we've got a new player in today, Danny, who came in from Warlord, is probably going to end up having played his fifth game of Bolt Action today. And he's getting on fine, managed to get a draw in his first game, he lost his second game. And there's a chance if Don's feeling nice, he'll get a win or a draw in his third game. But he seems to be having fun, which is the most important thing. We've also got some of the sharp end players here today. We've got Alistair, the Unicorn, the Scottish captain, who is riding high on two wins. We've got Brian Forrester, a well-known player on the circuit in Scotland, who's not had such a great day. I think a loss and a win. Graham Hart is also, I think, on a loss and a win. Phil Mason, I think, was on a loss and a draw. Poor old Phil. Dave Miller and Graham Thompson, both new to the game in Scotland here, are rising high at the moment. Graham is on two wins and playing Alistair. And that's looking to be an interesting game with the surrounded scenario. Alistair's giving me evil eyes there, so he obviously doesn't like it. And it all seems to be going pretty well. We're going to have an early finish here today. We've limited the guys to 2 hours per game. And I'm being very strict with that today. I'm all manly for once. Yeah, they're giving me looks. Butch, he's saying. It's probably closer to the truth. So, as far as TO and the tournament, what's the questions that have been brought up today? We had a question about exceptional fire on artillery. Can a heavy weapon take out a gun? And of course, a heavy weapon can take out a gun on exceptional damage. We had a heavy machine gun took out an artillery piece on a 6 followed by a 6 for damage. So that was interesting, never actually seen that before, but it did work, and of course it does do that. So we did have a quick check of the book, but I was pretty sure it did, and I was right. When we were looking at exceptional damage, I seem to remember somewhere that indirect fire couldn't do exceptional damage. But for the life of me, I can't find it in the book, so I probably have dreamt that, unless it's in fact somewhere. But when you read the rule for exceptional damage, it talks about the shooter being able to find that spot and target and just makes that fantastic shot. But surely for indirect fire, you can't actually see your target to be able to do that fantastic shot. Just doesn't seem right for some reason. So if anybody does know if there's a rule excluding indirect fire from doing exceptional damage, if you could let me know, I would be eternally grateful. But yeah, it could be just one of those rules that is so. If that's the case, then that's so. What else has been happening in Bolt Action World? The guys at the Juggernaut Podcast put up a podcast last night discussing the rules pack for the GT. They make some excellent points. I'm sure they will be addressed in the coming weeks by the organisers. And it kind of makes the point that if you can get the rules packs out early enough, and Warlord have done, the tournament isn't until the end of November, so they've given us a good 8-9 months. If you can get your rules packs out early enough, it gives people plenty of time to make suggestions, to point out points that you may not have previously noticed when you were writing rules packs and things. So the guys there make some good points. Some I agree with wholeheartedly. Some I question a little bit, but they do make great points. And it's a fantastic podcast. If you get across to that, all the guys there at Juggernauts, they do a fantastic job. I was listening to Snafu as well, another podcast not so long ago. And the Snafu podcast, a well-established podcast. So that was up a couple of weeks ago now. So if you haven't listened, head on down to Snafu. Oh, what else is happening in the Bolt Action world? Well, I've been updating a list of events. We're now starting to get a lot of people starting to organise events for the summer and starting to turn their heads towards winter now. So if you guys have events going on, please make your way to the War HQ. You'll see a pinned notice there which has a list of UK events that I know about. If I've missed your event off, or if I have omitted something, or heaven forbid, should I have ever made a mistake, if you could kind of let me know and give me a chance to put those corrections in or additions, I would love to hear them. And if you want to share that list out, sometimes on Facebook it can be quite hard if you're looking for a specific event on a specific date to find them sometimes. There are a couple of excellent Facebook pages which list events particularly, and I'd encourage you to support those. But also, as I say, on the War HQ's pinned notice on its Facebook page, there is basically a list which makes it a bit easier to find those events. So kindly encourage, share, like, all the usual stuff. You know how it works, guys. And I've just come back from the LVO. For those that don't know, the Las Vegas Open. How was the Las Vegas Open? The Las Vegas Open was fantastic. I went last year and it was a really good time last year. The Las Vegas Council, whatever you want to call it, they actually provide rebates for people who fly to Las Vegas. They give a rebate to the plane companies so that there's reduced plane fares to Las Vegas. So it makes it a very economical place to travel if you're going to travel half the world, and the hotel rates can be pretty good. So I would well encourage anybody to go to the Las Vegas Open the next year. Well, let's stick on this year. This year there was a wee bit of confusion about who was organising, etc., and in spite of that they made an excellent job of running the event. Jay from the Warlord Raiders was the tournament organiser on the day, but the guys from the War Room Games shop were the guys that did most of the other organisation, I believe, and they did a fantastic job too. What I really liked about them is they sat down and they listened to everybody's feedback and have taken at least some of it on board. And next year is going to be an even bigger and better event. They're talking about the Friday night going to run some sort of a more social event, so possibly a combat patrol or a small tank wars session for the guys. And then the LVO itself is probably going to turn from a one-day event to a two-day event, possibly five games, possibly six, depending. So that's very exciting. Looking forward to that. So next year at Las Vegas, we'll be playing for 3 days instead of one. And if you all know me, I just want to play more games and have more fun. So we'll be looking forward to that. They also have a new event, and I'll put some pictures up of the new event, if I remember rightly, happening in June. And it's got a great prize for the Americans, certainly. The prize is paid flights, paid hotel to the Warlord GT in November. So if you want a trip to Las Vegas, there's a way for you to get to the GT, win that event, and book your flights. I see Brian trying to cheese and see if he can see through a window there. It's blocking terrain, you cheating Arab. But still a blocking terrain, whether it's a ruin or not. See, podcasting live, can't get better. So this new summer event looks to be good. I don't know how many they're aiming to get, but I would have thought they would be able to attract 40 or 50 guys maybe, and I would love to see their event grow. These guys are also partly responsible for the War Games Tournament listening, WGTL. Oh, we need to check on the name. Forgive me, guys over there in America, Ray and Tony and all the rest, if I'm incorrect. But they are starting up a new ranking system, which is based on the tournament software Best Coast Pairings. And anybody that uses that software, if you message Tony or Ray on the organisers of the league rankings, they'll add your event to it and you'll get ranking points in the league, whatever they've called it, and I've forgotten the name. So that's worth looking at. There's a couple of videos online, and I'll put a video up on the More HQ if you're having trouble finding it. So Ray and Tony are doing good work there, trying just to add to the effort that Warlord's doing. Warlord are making a lot of effort behind the scenes to organise and steer boat action along the way to grow bigger and better. It's a slow process at the moment, going very carefully. And if you give me a second, I've just been called out. So, an interesting one to be called out on. We were just wondering whether Panzerfausts, if they were firing a recce vehicle in the vehicle recce, whether they counted as being fired. I think they do. Well, that's how I ruled. We'll go and check and see if I was right. So, what else were we talking about? We were talking about the WGTC or TL. My apologies, guys, as I said. So they seem to be making big inroads. Bolt action seems to be going through a little bit of a surge. I'm hoping it's going to be a big rate in growth. As you all know, I think it's about the best game around, the most even game, and that's just exceptionally so when I'm watching Danny, the guy that's just started playing, and Don from Alba Studios here, and they're playing away, they're having great fun. Don's teaching Danny, and God, this is just the most friendly game in the world. And long may it last, thrive and grow, bringing people together. And it's just great to see guys talking and getting on and having fun, throwing dice. I've moved on to talk about Warlord and the moves that they're making behind the scenes. I know they're making a lot of effort, like any big machinery, I guess. they're not always getting things as right as we would like them to, but they are moving, and I think they're moving in the right direction. So it would be nice to see the community getting behind them to support them and help as much as possible. And I know this is help is happening. There are a lot of guys, which you don't see in bolt action, you players out there, who work, maybe not the right word, play behind the scenes, writing books, helping people write books, running tournaments. Warlord asks advice, and a lot of these people go unpaid, unheeded, unmentioned, and sometimes unloved. But sometimes it would be nice just to sit back and think about these guys who put so much into the hobby. They really do make a huge difference, and it's nice to see us all coming together. Sometimes we have little fallouts on Facebook. Jamie, Dom, and all the rest of the guys out there do a fantastic job of looking after those Facebook pages and keeping us all in order. But in general, I think most of us are all on the same page, travelling in the same way, looking to play more games, roll more dice, meet more people. And for me, it's been an opportunity to travel through certainly some of the world. I hope to extend that if I possibly can. Sometimes finding the time and the money to travel and visit out there is a little limiting, but within our means we try and do our best, try and get out there as much as possible, try and look for places that the better half of my marriage would like to go and visit and see fun things. Partners too are very forgiving and indulgent of our rather strange hobby at times. So yeah, just giving thanks really for this game, for all that's going on, and to you guys who are listening out of there. What else is going on? Well, we've got Fortress Budapest, of course, is coming up very shortly. I think next week I'll be putting out YouTube special War Room edition, which will be going over the book with myself and Harrison. We've got a new guy joining us on the War Room, I've mentioned before, but Brian's going to join us on the War Room, doing his happy dance. He obviously doesn't know what the show involves. So we'll be getting Brian's input on the new Budapest book. There are some exciting units. Budapest doesn't seem to be broken. Probably strongest unit in there is it Hungarian paratroopers or Romanian paratroopers? I can't remember off the top of my head. And they certainly aren't broken, but there are lots of little nice nuanced rules which allow you to add a little bit of flavour and have a little bit of fun. So we'll be looking forward to all of those. So, pretending to concentrate here at Operation Blockbuster, we will leave off for now. The next podcast will be next Friday, where we will, I've got no idea what we'll be talking about at the moment, possibly talking about rules packs, seeing as the GT rules pack is at the forefront of people's attention at the moment. So we will see you then, guys. Thank you for listening in. Take care and mahalo for now. So you listened to the show. Now it's time to visit thewarhq.co.uk for all your bolt action needs. And remember to use the code POD21, that's POD21, to get 20% off and free postage and packaging. See you in the next show.